This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it's already Wednesday, the 3rd of December, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. In the third hour of the show, I have one of the widows of the 9/11 victims coming on the show. And she's the lady who wrote the letter to Bush saying that she thinks that he was basically behind 9/11 and stood to gain from it. We also have her lawyer coming on the show, Elaine Marinari, and of course, we're going to have her lawyer, Philip Berg, on the show. That's in the third hour. We've got Paul Joseph Watson with his analysis and the latest developments on the news and the police state front in the second hour. And we're going to have wide open phones on this show and news here in the first hour. Any news item, any piece of propaganda you want to expose, any questions you have, any comments, the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. The websites are Infowars.com, just updated, and PrisonPlanet.com. So that's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, coming up in the third hour, 9/11 in the Neverland. Press ignores widows, Bush treason lawsuit. We'll be getting into that and the lawsuit itself. Interesting 9/11 development. Dean Bush may have been tipped to 9/11 attacks. Now, again, by having a Cynthia McKinney or by focusing on Cynthia McKinney's comments about 9/11, the media made it partisan, while ignoring Stanley Hilton, who's a Republican, and others that have been exposing it. And then they try to shift out of the thinking process into a left-right mindless tribal fight. And that's what Newsmax is doing here. Dean Bush may have been tipped to 9/11 attacks by Newsmax. And it says, it looks like ex-congressional nutball Cynthia McKinney has picked up some new support from her conspiracy theory that President Bush had advanced word of the 9/11 attacks. Well, it's admitted he had advanced word from none other than Democratic presidential frontrunner Howard Dean. Dean said on Monday that President Bush is withholding documents related to 9/11 because they may show he knew what was coming. Well, that's admitted, too. The most interesting theory is that I've heard so far, which is nothing more than a theory. That's what Dean had to say. She's shilling for them. It can't be proven. It's that he was warned ahead of time by the Saudis, Dean told a caller to Washington, D.C.'s Diane Rehm show, according to a transcript obtained by Opinion Journal. Now, who knows what the real situation is? Presidential conspiracy theorists cautioned. He then added, but this trouble is, by suppressing that kind of information, you lead to those kinds of theories, whether they have a truth to them or not. Wow, isn't that interesting? I mean, I've made two films, written a book, published a book about 9/11. We have hundreds of articles posted. We know they had prior knowledge. We know the White House blocked the FBI from investigating Al-Qaeda or arresting bin Laden. Clinton did it. Bush did it. Bush signed W199I. They told public officials not to fly. We know he got the briefing by the CIA. We know the Egyptians, the Israelis, the Saudis, the Germans, the British, the French, the FBI, FBI agent Robert Wright, and countless others, David Shippers, all warned them, all told them this was coming. I mean, I got on air 2 months before and said they're going to use bin Laden to attack New York as their patsy. I mean, how did I know that? Everybody knew. But again, they make it an issue of Cynthia McKinney and Howard Dean. So we'll go over that and a bunch of other news I haven't even talked about yet. Believe me, you want to stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hello, folks. Again, it is Wednesday. Now into the second segment for many of our stations that carry news in the first 5 minutes, the first segment of the global transmission. Boy, there is, again, a lot of news. We have several very important guests coming on the show today. Paul Watson next hour, third hour, the lawyer for one of the widows of 9/11 and the widow herself, where she's charging Bush treason in 9/11. And a lot of the victims, the widowers, the widows are saying this from the evidence that's available to everyone. Meanwhile, the phony conservative media is trying to spin things that, oh, it's a leftist lie. Why, even Howard Dean has questions now, but see, it's the Democrats. No, the Democrats are involved in 9/11 as well. Also coming up from the London Guardian, U.S. fires Guantanamo defense team. Even the military lawyers that the government appointed in the kangaroo show trials they're setting up said, hey, we're not going to have a show trial here. We want to really, you know, at least defend the people that you're trying at Guantanamo. And they said, no, you're fired. So that's quite a trial where the defense team doesn't do what the prosecution and the judge wants. And which is already, again, a show trial by every definition, a kangaroo court. And so they just say, you're fired. They already fired. Well, he said he resigned, and they said, no, you're fired. General Rick Baucus last year, the head general over Guantanamo, Brigadier General, he refused to torture the people there at the base, said it was wrong, said most of them were innocent. And so he was kicked out. So just another development. We'll get into that. Also, justices to weigh releasing Vince Foster death photos after 10 years. Economy-destroying Kyoto Protocol on global warming dies from lack of support. We'll get into that. I wouldn't say it's dead, but it definitely is in trouble. That's good news. Cops connect 12 shootings along Ohio Highway. Again, cops connect 12 shootings along Ohio Highway. And they are saying they think it might be sniper attacks. Mugabe envisions alternative world order headed by China. Again, this is what I've been telling you about for years. They know that you know there's a world government now, so they're going to control the world by saying there are competing visions of a world order. It's like the Republican and Democratic Party here, or the Tories and Labor in England. It's all the same agenda, the same actions, different rhetoric, the illusion of choice to bypass discussion of policies here at home that hurt us, or in England, or in Europe, or globally. This is how they do it. Their tried and trusted system of confusion. So now the current world order is unjust and unsustainable and needs an alternative headed by communist China, according to Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe. And of course, China and Russia and Putin, before he left, Jiang Zemin, have all been saying this the last few years. And the UN says this, and so does the big think tanks here. It's totally and completely staged. But again, this will bypass a debate of we don't want world government to the leftist saying we want a communist or a socialist UN, EU-run world government that's against the Iraq war and is loving and wants to give money to the poor and have global taxes to help the poor. And then all the leftists go running after that, and then they get on the air on the neocon shows and go, we've got to fight the New World Order by getting behind Bush and getting behind our own global system to fight it. And they've got you all caught in their snare. So we'll get into that as well. Chinese military ready for necessary casualties over Taiwan. China's threatening war there from AFP. People hearing persistent mysterious hum aren't alone. The New York Times. Now, in my film, Road to Tyranny, I have the news articles. I have the weapons from law enforcement catalogs. And now they have top scientists saying something is going on in Western countries. And it looks like some type of ultra-low-frequency weapon system. Well, I mean, they've got ultra-low-frequency and ultra-high-frequency weapons sold for a couple hundred dollars in law enforcement catalogs. Again, that's in the film. Shomertech, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, arguably the biggest, law enforcement catalog in the Americas. They sell the sonic nausea machine, the supersonic nausea machine, and they say, oh, police have used these at quite a few political rallies to make the speakers vomit and to make the crowds get sick and leave. If you want to neutralize demonstrations, this is a wonderful tool. That was over 2 years ago, by the way, we first learned of the weapons being sold. And we know they have Humvees mounted with microwave guns, with sonic weapons, the Boston Globe a few months ago, and there's a hyperlink to it in my article, DARPA Engineering the Beast System, in our News and Focus section. You can find it. And then a link through to the Boston Globe article about, well, DARPA does not just want to use cell towers as control systems for all the cameras and the face scanners and the microphones around your cities put in by DARPA in the last 5 years, 6 years. They also want to put up some mind control wave systems. It's reasonable for your safety. Again, Boston Globe. So, and I've got Senate bills on it. I've got articles. I've got medical journals, scientific journals, prestigious reports. I mean, it's right out in the open. It's right out in the open, and it sounds bizarre. It sounds like something you'd hear about in 2003. Remember back in the 70s, the 60s, the 40s, the 50s, you imagined the technology of the future. You know, we'd be flying around in silver spacesuits and little jet packs and live like the Jetsons in 2003. Well, in truth, we live in a suppressed technological system, whereas the elite is 35 years ahead of what we're seeing on the surface. Now they're having to announce all this to us. So we are in 2003, and the technologies are there. The remote control cockroaches, the tiny hover drones looking through your walls, the mechanized forces, the remote control battle tanks. It's all there, the mutated super strains of viruses and bacteria that can kill entire races of humans. It's all there now. It's all here with us. It's been there for decades now. They're announcing it to us, so we'll get into that. People hearing persistent, mysterious hum aren't alone. Aren't alone. Isn't that interesting? We'll get into that story. And I saw an article out of the Rocky Mountain newspaper, Rocky Mountain Cooligan newspaper, and it says an email could get you arrested, arrest and censorship of subversive voices on the internet overseas. And I read the article here, and it's all about censorship in China and censorship in Vietnam, and how if you send a protest email saying the government's wrong in any way, they arrest you and they torture you and they re-educate you. But it's funny, about a month ago, the headline, the City Morning Herald, was activists arrested for unauthorized use of mobile phone. And it just calmly announced that, well, protest has been banned in Australia of the war or the WTO. This has been for 2 years now. Any type of major protest of global bodies. And a protest organizer sent an email, an instant message from his cell phone, non-threatening, saying we're against your war to the American embassy. And the American embassy pointed out the law and requested he be arrested. Your government requested it. He is being charged with a major felony charges. He's facing years in prison. Man has no criminal record. He's a college student. And he is also on the faculty. He works for a professor there. And he's part of the Green Party, whether you agree with him or disagree with him. Certainly you agree he has a free speech right there. And it just says, well, he's been arrested. So I thought I'd mention that. You know, the stuff we always heard about in China or Russia or East Germany or under the Nazis in the unified Germany of World War II, this is the stuff we read about and heard about. And now it's happening in the West. If you say the word homosexual, you're arrested in England. They say it's a hate word. That's the BBC. Their own employees being arrested. If you criticize the EU as a minister, you're fired or arrested because the EU brings you freedom and happiness, and by criticizing it, you're taking other people's rights. And they're moving here in this country to ban speech as well. And if we cave into it, it's over. It's like Diebold, the big electronic voting machine, one of the big companies. Some of their own documents about how their machines are a fraud were posted on their website through a back door, and Bev Harris got them and put them in a bunch of newspapers. And Diebold admitted that they were real. They just said, anybody talks about them, writes articles about them, links to documents, we're going to sue you. And they tried to threaten to sue a bunch of people, and people said, fine, go ahead and sue us. And they've dropped the suit, and now they're being sued. So we've got to stand up against censorship. It's easy to cower and just say, okay, I won't send emails saying the government's wrong. I'll shut up. But if we do that, then they can move against us. If we all say no to the censorship, we can affect change and resist it. And it's got to be done. I mean, I don't agree with Nazis saying that Jews are Satan. I don't agree with Black Panthers, the modern Black Panther, Khalid Muhammad, saying kill all white people. And I'm not racist to say he's a racist. See, that's political correctness. See, I'll be arrested for saying he's bad. You're not allowed to do that. I am against some of those extreme Zionists who are obviously a racist, and admittedly in their own writings are. I'm against these people, period. But if I try to take your right to criticize someone, then you can take my right. So whether it's the Nazis or whether it's Mecha or the Black Panthers or Radical Zionist, they have their right to say what they want. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. Back from 9 to midnight. We're here live. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Toll-free number to join us on air. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. 9231, and we will get you up and on the air. In the next hour, we have a fellow on that we have on each week, Paul Joseph Watson, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, who does a fabulous job. Also the author of Order Out of Chaos to give his to give us his analysis of the week, the things he thinks are most important, and to take your calls. Third hour, I have the lawyer for the widow and the widow coming on who's suing Bush for treason for collusion in 9/11. So that is coming up in the next hour, or in the third hour. We got Watson in the next hour, so you'll want to stay with us for that. But back to this Rocky Mountain Cooligan news article. An email could get you arrested. Arrest and censorship of subversive voices on the internet overseas. Somebody needs to email Meg Bird the story out of the Sydney Morning Herald where they're arresting people in Australia if they send non-threatening emails to the government. Again, I mean, people just aren't aware how bad it's gotten in the West. They need to send her the BBC articles where their own reporters are arrested. They say the word homosexual. Because, again, they, if someone complains about a word, then Scotland Yard may ban the word unilaterally, saying it's a hate word. And so the scientific word homosexual is illegal in England. I have Scotland Yard Diversity Unit head in the BBC articles saying, and in other stories, saying, we've had the people who've been arrested on, major reporters, we're talking news presenters, folks, the word homosexual, you are arrested. And they're moving to do that here in this country as well. It says, as the stainless steel mouse was released from jail in China last Sunday, that's his nickname, internet censorship and original arrest of Mouse and other cyber dissidents became a visible issue yet again. Accused of posting internet articles criticizing the government, Mouse, the nickname of Chinese college student Liu Dai, was jailed due to Chinese government's concern about political speech on the internet and its forceful attempts to monitor political speech aggressively and block particular web sites. Other people try that too. Particularly those that deal with taboo subjects like the band Falun Gong, spiritual movement, according to the New York Times. Posting about Tiananmen Square and human rights, Liu was seen as a subversive element by the government and arrested in her dorm room for her internet writings. Well, I mean, over in Genoa, Italy, they ran over people purposely with armored vehicles and back over them, killing one person. They attacked people with rubber bullets and weapons and beat their heads in and hospitalized them here for no reason. That's been admitted 100 times. Hire provocateurs. See, we're becoming that, folks. It looked like Tiananmen Square, didn't it, in Miami 2 weeks ago? Even Drudge had to admit that. Oh, my goodness. With the internet becoming a more and more popular form of expression around the world, concerns over governments violating the right to freedom of speech and the right of privacy in cases such as Liu's are growing and indeed are providing a category lesson for all nations dealing with the newer technology. As in China, recent arrest of cyber dissidents in Vietnam have caught the attention of human rights activists as well. In the recent crackdown, individuals have been arrested for exchanging emails with contacts in the Vietnamese grouping and posting articles critical of the government. Amnesty International says the situation. And Amnesty International is loyal opposition. They're totally UN-controlled, acting like they're doing something, only talking about China and other countries like that, never the Western world, though occasionally they'll say something's a little off or a little amiss. So, again, it's not just in China that this is happening. Let me get back into this article, then we'll break, cover some more news, and get to your calls. Dean, Bush may have been tipped to 9/11 attacks. It looks like ex-congressional nutball Cynthia McKinney has picked up some new support from her conspiracy theory that President Bush had advanced word the 9/11 attacks from none other than Democratic presidential frontrunner Howard Dean. Now, wait a minute. Ex-congressional nutball. When I interviewed her about a month and a half ago in San Francisco, where I was there speaking at the Censored Awards, Project Censored Awards, most censored stories of 2003, when I was there, she talked about the UN Dying Corps kidnapping rings. That's been in hundreds of mainstream newspapers, admitted in court. She talked about how there should be an investigation of 9/11, how there's investigations of train wrecks or, you know, plane crashes, but not in this case, real investigations. She talked about how the Democratic Party was controlled. I mean, nutball? I mean, just, and again, Howard Dean, I mean, he's shilling for the globalists. Wait till you hear his quotes. It's amazing. So that's coming up, too. You'll definitely want to stay with us for that. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight. Alex Jones here live. Let me cover some more news, then we'll get to Brock in Canada and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We do have Paul Watson, one of our regular contributors, on the next hour. Then in the third hour, we have one of the widows of 9/11 victims who's suing Bush for collusion in 9/11 and for, of course, ladies and gentlemen, using the attacks for his own profit. But Bush is just a front man, just like Mr. Dean or Mr. Gore or any of these creatures. But again, look at the propaganda spun by the neocons. If they can just make it a leftist issue, then when the average conservative driving along who's been misled by these people hears it, they'll think, oh, that's just a leftist lie. Well, let me assure you it's not. Dean, Bush may have been tipped to 9/11 attacks. Now listen to Newsmax. Listen to this. It looks like ex-congressional nutball Cynthia McKinney has picked up some new support for her conspiracy theory that President Bush had advanced word of the 9/11 attacks from none other than Democratic presidential frontrunner Howard Dean. Dean said on Monday that President Bush is withholding documents related to 9/11 because they may show he knew what was coming. The most interesting theory that I've heard so far, which is nothing more than a theory, it can't be proved, see Schilling, folks, is that he was warned ahead of time by the Saudis, Dean told a caller to Washington, D.C.'s Diane Rehm show, according to a transcript obtained. Now, who knows what the real situation is, the presidential conspiracy theorist cautioned. He then added, but the trouble is, by suppressing that kind of information, you lead those kinds of theories, whether they have any truth in them or not. Dean warned that the more theories like his get repeated, the more people tend to believe them. See, he's actually shilling for the globalists there, folks. So I think the president is taking a great risk by suppressing the key information that should go to the Keene Commission, which is appointed by Bush, in business together with Bush. One of the people just got off the committee to be assigned to head up the Ex-Im Bank. I mean, it's sick, folks. Ms. McKinney raised similarly explosive questions during a March 2002 radio interview when she demanded, what did this administration know and when did it know it about the events of September 11th? Who else knew, McKinney added, and why did they not warn the innocent people of New York who were needlessly murdered? What do they have to hide? Then under that, they have an editor's note. Catastrophe reveals Bill Clinton's role in 9/11. Come on. In my film, Road to Tyranny, we show conclusively how, in detail, how Bill Clinton, three separate times, had Sudan and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, all offering to arrest bin Laden from 96 right through to 2000. And every time they would say, no, thank you, because he's a CIA asset. Then Bush comes in, signs W199I, ordering Robert Wright and others not to deal with the bin Laden family or any of the al-Qaeda operatives in this country. Now, people say, well, where's W199I? Well, portions of it were published by the BBC. Then they were threatened by the head of the censorship board. That's right, Lord Wakeham, the head, the chairman of N.M. Rothschild, who's also over the media in England. We've had Greg Palisander's on about this. I have a copy of W199I, the pages that were released in my book, Descent to Tyranny. And, folks, we have Robert Wright standing up at the National Press Club early last year, crying, FBI agent, big old 6'4" guy, with David Shippers and, of course, the founder and head of Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman, holding up a letter from the Justice Department saying, we've been threatened with arrest if we tell you what we know. All we can say is the Bushes vacation with the bin Ladens. Now, that was the National Press Club broadcast on C-SPAN, ladies and gentlemen. Broadcast on C-SPAN, ladies and gentlemen. Broadcast on C-SPAN, ladies and gentlemen. So there's W199I, not just in the BBC, not just the two pages that we have, not just the now dead deputy director of the FBI, John O'Neill, who quit months before 9/11 and told British and French newspapers that, quote, the government's going to allow a massive attack as a pretext to go into Afghanistan. We don't just have all that. We have Robert Wright with the letter. We'll be arrested if we tell you what we know. That's what W199I said. And still, people are in just abject denial about all this. And so there, McKinney, in her statement, said we need an investigation. And again, the media ignored all the conservatives and libertarians saying this across the political spectrum, ignored Ron Paul's questions about it, ignored Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, a Republican, suing Bush with 400 of the families of the victims, saying the government was involved in the attacks from their depositions of high-level officers. You've got the public officials being warned not to fly, the mayors, the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Ashcroft, all of them, that's all admitted. Don't fly to New York on 9/11. Don't fly to D.C. on 9/11. Salman Rushdie being warned, that's the Times of London. We have all this. The hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal, the insider trading, all that. Real questions. We've got answers, but to say that we shouldn't ask questions is even more ridiculous. But listen to Dean Shilling. Oh, well, it's, of course, no evidence of it, but it is a question. We should. Everybody knows that they won't release that CIA briefing he got a week before 9/11. Everybody knows Bush had the launch orders 2 days before 9/11 on his desk to launch an attack on Afghanistan with 40,000, 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops in his Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, We know they have the head of Pakistani intelligence, the guy that wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, General Mahmoud Ahmed, sitting there with the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees eating breakfast. The New York Times and Associated Press reported that when the aide walked in to say the towers are under attack, they turned to them at the breakfast table and said, "We know," and smiled. The CIA was running a drill at 8:30 in the morning of flying hijacked jets into buildings in New York and D.C. That's how they ordered NORAD to stand down. This is all on the record. I can go on and on, rattling out facts for hours. That's why it's so important you get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. That's why it's so important you get Masters of Terror. That's why it's so important you get my two videos on 9/11 and make 10 copies at least and give them as gifts this holiday season. Make copies of my videos, air them on Access TV, give them to police chiefs and sheriffs and county commissioners and local talk show hosts and your pastors or your rabbis. Get them out to everybody. Because ignorance is what allows this to take place. So I see these articles all the time. These ridiculous leftists have questions. Well, Bill Clinton had prior knowledge. Don't say Bush is bad. And the left can see the corruption of Bush. The right can see the corruption of Clinton. I mean, I've heard talk show hosts, and I've talked to friends who've heard their friends saying it. I've heard talk shows attack, in one segment, Hillary in Afghanistan on Thanksgiving, handing out turkeys, patting the troops on the back, talking about how brave she is, or her aides saying this. Total theater, total stunt, disgusting. She hates the troops. We're not hypocrites. George Bush flying in for 2.5 hours, giving the turkeys, basically kidnapping the media, taking their cell phones and taking the batteries off, not telling them where they were going to another country. That's a total stunt, just like him making people take their ties off at rallies under threat of arrest because they want to look like common people, or Made in the USA spray-painted on boxes with the Made in China covered up, which is a felony, by the way, according to the Washington Post. And the federal law, they quoted. Yeah, in a warehouse covering up where something's made is a felony. When Bush went into Africa, they bulldozed, this is the Associated Press and United Press International, they bulldozed hundreds of little shantytown homes on the main avenue from the airport because it would, quote, look bad. They arrested thousands, put them in sports stadiums. It staged, people. The landing on the aircraft carrier, a ridiculous stunt. But again, they make it all this left-right garbage, and I, for one, am sick of it. Now, coming up, U.S. fires Guantanamo defense team because they said it wasn't a real trial. Justice is delayed releasing Vince Foster death photos. Economy-destroying Kyoto Protocol on global warming dies from lack of support. Cops connect 12 shootings along Ohio Highway. Mugabe envisions alternative world order headed by China. Ugh. Chinese military ready for necessary casualties over Taiwan. New York Times, people hearing persistent mysterious hum aren't alone. It's real. That's all coming up. Let's go to Brock in Canada. Brock, good to hear from you. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I wanted to ask you a couple of things. First of all, could you explain this Pan-American Union?
Well, I think you know what it is. Why don't you tell folks what it is?
Well, I don't know a lot about it, but my take is that it will probably erode more jobs and bring more third worlders in, and that the standard of living will go down. Is that basically it?
Yeah, in a nutshell, and it'll centralize power. It's not about profits for the general public or jobs. It's about total centralization of control. It's about bankrupting everyone, getting us into psychiatric care, into the criminal justice system, or onto welfare, getting us onto the plantation, into the compact cities. I'll answer your question. It'll take a couple minutes. Do you want to hold, or you want to ask other questions?
I'd like to hold and ask something else.
Okay, let me try to go over this simply. They don't come to you and say, "We're getting rid of your sovereignty." 45 years ago, they started the European Economic Community. It was just a steel tariff deal. They set up the bodies. Then 10 years later, they expanded into more trade. Then they unify the border guards and the crossings. Then they start, if somebody's working in one European country but lives in another, they started paying their pension plans into the other countries, merging their pension plans, like our Social Security being merged with Mexico. Then 10 years ago, these are done in 10-year phases, or 9-year phases when I've looked at it on a chart, they announced, okay, it's the European Union, one currency. They'd always said they weren't planning that. People warned they were. One currency. Then what does the EU do? It gets rid of juries in the few countries there that had them. It reinstates double jeopardy, trying it twice for the same crime. It allows you to be arrested for your speech. It bans many forms of criticism of the government. It takes power from the national governments and gives dictatorial command and control power to the 10, now 15, now to be 25, if it's expanded to 10 more member states, EU board with a rotating presidency. It sets up a dictatorship, a friendly fascism, as they call it, with a velvet glove over the iron fist. Now, simultaneously, the American Union has already been in full operation for 5 to 10 years, depending on which expert you talk to or which document you look at, but they're always expanding it. Now that they're about to fully complete it, they announced the Free Trade Area of the Americas, not just including from Alaska to Chile, but now over 20 Caribbean countries, and another 15 Latin American nations, bringing the number to 36, with some tertiary connections to other island nations in the Atlantic, bringing the total up to 41. And so, meanwhile, Canada's already signing trade pacts with the EU. America is under the WTO that has three magistrates that control any disputes that are privately appointed in the private corporation. And so it's world government. They congeal it into three blocks, Asian Union, American Union, EU Union, and then already they're merged under IMF, World Bank, WTO, World Health Organization, UN, NATO. NATO and UN are military and governmental and taxation. The IMF and World Bank are the subsidiaries of the larger private banks that take countries into bankruptcy receivership. The WTO, with an iron fist, with three magistrates, controls all the trade, forces you to hand over your national sovereignty. It goes on and on. So it's world government here upon us, and the experts say it's going to get at least 10 times worse in job losses if the Free Trade Area of the Americas is fully implemented. It's now been signed on to. Only a few tertiary semi-holdouts like Brazil, which have taken the a la carte approach, as they call it, of only signing on to certain deals, having it be a one-way street, which fully deindustrializes us. So basically, that's the system that they're setting up.
Well, how long do you think it'll take before we're totally decimated? Another couple of years? Or do you think there'll be enough resistance that it'll fall apart?
Well, this is how it works. They come to the states, the feds take a dollar, send 30 cents back with strings attached. They give them more and more mandated things they have to do. The economy is imploding, and so the tax base is down, and so the cities can't pay. They're running all these scams, and so they increase the taxes. Then that forces more people out of work, more repossessions, more bankruptcies, more government confiscations of homes and businesses, and then the feds will say that a national tax through gasoline with satellite tracker boxes, you'll see this announced nationally within a year and a half, it's already being done in about 5 states, but they're announcing to do it the next year, that will then be done as a new tax to be shared locally at the state and county level, city level, and then about 10% or about 12% of that will go to the UN, and so we'll have a global energy tax through Kyoto that was never meant to be implemented governmentally, but to be done, quote, privately by the member nations.
And the other thing I was going to ask, the white slavery rings?
Yes.
Can you explain that a little bit? Obviously, government cover-up.
Well, there's not even a cover-up. At PrisonPlanet.com, we have elite sex rings and kidnap ring section. And we have Associated Press, Reuters, United Press International, BBC, London Telegraph. There's like 50 articles on there. There's articles every day, but we just posted 50 of them. I think there's more than 50, actually. And it's royalty with children's bodies being dug up. They're finding slave pits full of children in giant satanic arenas, women in cages, 200,000 women and children kidnapped by DynCorp and the UN come out in court to employ Sudom. Turned out it was all true. Nothing was done. Articles of over 1.2 million women in Europe wide disappearing every year. Giant slave ship brothels, as World Net Daily has reported, even during the Clinton administration, Clinton would go to these ships and enjoy himself with administration heads. I mean, it's just all right out in the open, pure evil, unspeakable, absolutely unbelievable. But it is documented.
What is the purpose of this going on and on? In a nutshell, is it total control over the people that all these roads are leading to, this multifaceted evil? Is it just to get total and absolute control by an oligarchy?
What have oligarchies, what have they done? What did Nero do? He killed children. What did the Aztecs do? They killed children. What did the Nazis do? What did the Soviets do? The KGB's always trafficked in slaves. I mean, this is what they do. This is what elites have always done. People are stunned by it because we've become so naive.
And the other thing,
I mean, I want listeners to understand, folks, when I say DynCorp kidnaps people, I have BBC AP articles. I don't just say that. Again, this is true. This is true. It's happening, but it's in the back of the newspaper here or there. And then they'll whine and scream about Michael Jackson all day.
So it's multifaceted terrorism.
It's total ruthless control by a criminal syndicate of sickos. We'll be right back.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution. Pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like it? Allergies. Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug. Your sofa.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen, and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at puritech.com.
The Berkeleit's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleit, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleit is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleit, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live. Thank you for joining us. Let's go back to the calls, then into more news, and, of course, with our guests that's coming up. Ishmael in Texas. Ishmael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Firstly, good job. Secondly, I wanted to inform your audience about an approach they could maybe use this holiday season when they see their friends and family about chemtrails. Sometimes if you start off using words like aerosol or spray, or even chemtrails, you turn these people off. And we all only have a small ring of people around us that we can inform. You need to do it right the first time. And I was thinking maybe an approach about just, something like this. Did you know that what you most often think are clouds in the sky is really jet pollution that will linger for 2 or 3 hours? Imagine if a truck's waste lingered in the sky for 2 hours after it left the rig. And I find this approach accompanied by a little video I shot just yesterday, and it's so effective to get.
Yeah, I have to tell you, Ishmael, I wouldn't start by trying to wake people up with chemtrails, because some planes are spraying something. You know, when I was a child, they didn't stay up there for 5 hours. The government admits they've done a lot of high-altitude stuff to us. Something is going on in some cases. Some people think any type of condensation trail is a chemtrail, and it's not. I stick to stuff like the Patriot Act when I'm first talking to somebody, or the cameras on the street corners, things we can tangibly prove for them immediately.
Definitely. I think that, yeah, definitely. I agree with you. I think each person has an issue that seems to strike them at a certain level and resonate. And for some reason, this is one that resonates with me, and it's one that I've
Well,
been...
ask people how the IRS takes your bank account without having you indicted or arrested or charged, without a court. How does that happen, America? I thought we had due process. See, again, they're implementing tyranny here one step at a time, and there's a lot of ways to wake people up. And most people go, well, why would they do something like that? Well,
exactly.
Why did Ted Bundy kill people? You know, why did every other big leader in the world history engage in tyranny? Why is that the norm? Why do people deny the norm?
Yeah, it's a difficult thing to be approached. I mean, there are some people who are even telling me, I don't think I want to see the video. That might be something I'm not ready to deal with. So,
well, yeah, you've got a comfort zone, a bubble. They think the world is just their mind. Everything is themselves. So if they just deny it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, radio station success lately has been to play Christmas music as early as the first day after October. We're extending Christmas to 2 months. It's because you have to have your head in the sand even longer.
That's it. Hey, Ishmael, great points. Keep up the great work. God bless. We'll come back in the next hour, get to more calls, and Paul Joseph Watson. Before I end this hour, I want to remind listeners I'm going to be in Houston, Texas, December 13th. That's a Saturday, 6 p.m. to about 11 at night, showing Road to Tyranny and They Live. Great place to network. I'll have the videos and books there available as well. You get to see both films for $10, and, of course, most of that goes to the movie theater, but they're great folks. Nice theater, pizza, hamburgers. They got all the great stuff for sale there. It's really nice. Hope to see you December 13th in Houston, Texas, at the Alamo Draft House at the West Oak Shopping Center. You can order tickets online at InfoWars.com, or you can get directions there from the movie theater website. Hope to see everybody there. Also, I have made 10 films. Matrix of Evil is the newest. It's now out. Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself. It's an amazing video. 2+ hours, $25.95. Order 3 or more of any of my 10 videos. They drop down to $20 a piece. And we're carrying some new videos, like Eric Hufschmid's new film and his book. That's on InfoWars.com. We have the Loss of Liberty video about the USS Liberty. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Again, 1-888-253-3139 or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get the videos, get them out to people, have an effect. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We